It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello, this is Dr. Stephanie Starkus. I'm a board-certified counselor in private practice in Tampa, Florida, and I'll be speaking to you a little bit about exercise and ADHD. My website is www.stephaniestarkus.com, and I have 5 books on adult ADHD, including the book where I have a chapter on exercise, which is called Natural Relief for Adult ADHD. Exercise is a very important part of non-medication treatment for ADHD. Exercise has been found to be helpful in treating not only ADHD, but also depression and anxiety. And if you have ADHD, studies have found that you have about a 50% chance of also having depression and anxiety. It doesn't really matter what type of exercise you do, whether that's walking, whether it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator, any type of exercise can be beneficial to you. Exercise, again, does help boost dopamine in your brain, which is a neurotransmitter or brain chemical that's been found to be low in ADHD. And if you exercise even for as little as 20 to 30 minutes, studies have shown that your executive functions can improve. And executive functions are in the frontal lobe of your brain, and those are the things that are impacted by ADHD, like planning, thinking ahead, organization, focus. So again, even exercising as little as 20 to 30 minutes can help improve your executive functions. You may find it's difficult to get somebody to go exercise with or to get yourself moving, so I recommend teaming up with someone. So there are websites and also apps where you can match up with someone based on the type of exercise, whether it's tennis or walking, and we're much more likely to go ahead and exercise with someone if we have that person that's knocking on our door to go out and do something. There's this thing called social consistency, which means if we've made an appointment to do something with someone, we're going to follow through on it. So again, it's much easier to get to stick with an exercise program if you have somebody that's doing that with you. So again, exercise can take different forms. It can be individual or team exercise, whatever you prefer. Both forms of exercise have been found to be effective. It's also been found that having a virtual exercise partner can be helpful. So if you're following an app or a video of someone that is showing you how to do different exercises, then you're more likely to stick with that program too. And again, even as little as 20 to 30 minutes can help improve your exercise functioning. If you're having difficulty finding time to exercise, one of the things you can do is exercise first thing in the morning. Take a walk around the block with your kids or just you, maybe walk your dog around the block, and give that time to yourself to help yourself collect your thoughts. People with ADHD have difficulty waking up in the morning, so walking, again, helps get those brain chemicals moving. And again, exercising first thing in the morning, you get more of the benefits of that dopamine boost throughout the day. So again, exercising first thing in the morning is most beneficial. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says only about 30% of people in the U.S., actually 40%, receive their 1 hour of exercise per day that they recommend. And it's thought that that percentage is even lower in people with ADHD because with ADHD, you have issues of motivation or getting yourself moving. ADHD isn't really a problem with attention, it's a problem with motivation. So again, teaming up with someone to exercise, sticking with a set schedule, exercise first thing in the morning can help. So also, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that the majority of the hour of exercise is first cardiovascular, which means running, walking, anything that gets your heart rate up. Next most important is muscle strengthening work, like resistance training, weights, and then next, bone density improvement, which means things like jumping, also swimming can help with that as well. So again, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends an hour of exercise a day. Also, it's been found that being outside and exercising can be beneficial for ADHD. That's a thing called green therapy. That means, again, playing outside. Being outside, you're more likely to go out and move around. And studies have found that if you have the hyperactive part of ADHD, you're more likely to have a decrease in your symptoms if you can just run around in open space rather than in a playground or a wooded area for kids. So again, green therapy, being outside, there may also be a benefit just to being in the sunlight that can help you as well. Also, coordinated forms of exercise like yoga, martial arts, and Tai Chi have also been found to be beneficial for ADHD. And all styles of martial arts have been found to be helpful. So again, those are the benefits of exercise for ADHD. Again, I'll just recap for you. Exercise does help boost low levels of neurotransmitters in the ADHD brain, and exercising for as little as 20 to 30 minutes helps improve executive functions in your brain. And again, it doesn't really matter what type of exercise you do, just the fact that you're doing it counts. And again, I'm Dr. Stephanie Sarkis, a board-certified counselor in Tampa, Florida, and my website is www.stephaniesarkis.com. And one of my books that has a whole chapter on exercise and ADHD is called Natural Relief for Adult ADHD. Thank you.
TED Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.